Hi, I'm Ken Mingus. This is Mingus on Tech again, and today is Hardware Edition. We've got Scott and Lucas here. We're going to be talking about the new Dell XPS 9550. It came out in October, and Scott's been reviewing it on a long-term basis. I should note Scott's a Mac fan, so I'm a little concerned about his apparent fondness for the new Dell. And then Lucas, and we're going to be talking with Lucas about wireless charging in the upcoming iPhone this year. There's been some reports lately that Apple may finally be getting on board. So, Scott, tell me about this Dell and why you seem to like it so much.
Well, it's a pretty cool laptop. It's 4K, touchscreen, high-end everything, Skylake. But the thing that really brings it home is a trackpad that actually works.
Windows finally has a trackpad that it's not is
perfect.
Equal to a MacBook Pro.
It's a work in progress, but it was good enough for me to let go of my Mac for 3 weeks now. And
that's a sad
I Mac. Haven't gone
it's
back.
A very sad Mac. Does the trackpad have a glass top to it like the
It has
Apple
a
hardware?
Smooth top. It's... Some people think it's as smooth as a Mac. So I don't think it's quite as smooth, but it's good enough.
Okay.
And I'm sure
so
they'll get better over
time.
So if you
want a Windows machine, this is good enough. That's
yeah, I mean, the driver is made by Microsoft, and it's built into Windows 10. So okay. You can't update it as frequently as, you know, Microsoft has updated it maybe once this year.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the one drawback. I wish Microsoft would you know, get off the top. They had the right idea. Okay, we'll control the horizontal here.
Yeah.
And make this happen. But, you know, they need to progress because they don't have all the gestures that the Mac has.
Well, it sounds like to me from the discussions we've had that it's the 4K screen that really seems to jump out at you as a big plus.
Yeah. I found out that I need... With a 4K screen here, I can scale it and it's fine. But to actually get the full advantage of 4K, I need at least a 32-inch screen.
Okay, so if you want the laptop, then you want 4K, then it's time to buy a monitor too?
Yeah, and I did.
Okay. Well, just real curious, what monitor did you get?
I got a Dell UltraSharp UP3216Q.
Okay, so basically for 4K, if you're just using the laptop day-to-day, you're carrying it with you, whatever, it's going to look like a really sharp screen, but how's it going to compare to like a Retina display on a MacBook Pro?
It's as, I don't know what the, I think the DPI is 220.
Okay, yeah, so it's about the same as the MacBook
Pro.
It's about
the same as a Retina, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a little less.
Yeah, they'd be very close, though. You wouldn't be able to discern the difference.
I need to ask this. Are you recommending this Dell over a MacBook?
That's a good question.
We haven't gotten there yet, Lucas.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
I call it the finest Windows notebook I've ever used.
Okay.
But and this is coming from someone who's been basically a Mac person
know,
for years
I'm
now.
I'm shocked.
Right?
10 years. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
So this is quite the find.
Well, there's a secret here, which is that I'm addicted to Dragon dictation software. I use it now almost for everything.
Okay.
It's so much faster. And the Windows version of Dragon... is a lot better.
So it's a combination of the hardware and the software.
So I'm, I've got this little extra reason to use Windows. Full disclosure.
Right. Okay. Good to know. Well, now All right. So we know the screen is good. You know that the trackpad is certainly well good enough to use. One of the things that the Dell has is USB-C and Thunderbolt 3, right?
Yeah, and that's a pretty powerful advantage. Thunderbolt 3 is 40 gigabits per second.
Yeah.
And I just got the Dell Thunderbolt dock, which has every port you can imagine, and it's all running through this one Thunderbolt 3 cable, which uses the USB-C, the latest version of USB
right.
port, which, like Apple's Lightning, is reversible. It's a pretty cool... I mean, 40 gigabits per second is... mega data transfer rate.
Right.
Can I ask this? Because I'm wondering, have you tested it? Have you noticed a difference? Because I'm wondering if there are limitations other than the specification sheet of 40 gigabits per second or 10 gigabits per second with Thunderbolt that would actually allow this to be a faster data transport mechanism. I mean, there are translation protocols going on between external hardware that would probably limit it. Right.
That's possible. I actually it's I just got the dock yesterday, and I've had some trouble with USB on it. You know, and I had to update the BIOS and the dock drivers in order to use it. You know, I mean, it's early days for this kind of stuff. Right. So, but I think they'll get it worked out. The one thing is that Thunderbolt 3 is based on both USB-C or USB, really, and DisplayPort.
Right.
You know, it's sort of a mind meld of those and Thunderbolt.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's based